In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risnoff. Friday, the 3rd of March. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Donald Trump gave a big speech this week. Janet Yellen gave a big speech this week. Today, in fact, right here is where the twain shall meet. Catherine Rampell's with The Washington Post. Sadeep Reddy is at Politico. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So I want to read you two a line from Chair Yellen's speech today. She went to Chicago, gave your standard Fed speech. But in the middle of it, she said this. The economy has essentially met the employment portion of our mandate, and inflation is moving closer to our 2% objective, end of quote. Sudeep, this is basically Fed speak for, we won. We did it. We're out of here.
And we're ready to raise interest rates like we've been promising for 7 or 8 years. And there's a rare brief opening each year when the sun and the stars and the moon all align and the Fed gets to raise interest rates once. They want to do it a few times. Investors are happy. The world is happy. Workers are getting a little happier. And then it closes really quickly. So they want to get in before something else happens that's bad that leads them to not raise interest rates anymore because they've been trying to normalize rates for 8 years and this is their chance.
Why is this their chance, Catherine?
Because the economy is on much more solid footing. We have low unemployment. Inflation is it's not actually quite above target, but it's getting closer to the target. So those various measures coupled with a lot of other metrics suggest that the economy is finally strong enough to withstand a hike in interest rates. And plus, we may have some major fiscal stimulus coming down the pike, which would need to be counterweighted somehow,
Anyway. That's a very big maybe, and we'll get to that speech in a second. But Sudeep, the deal with this one, the interesting part about this one was that nobody freaked. She basically said we're going to raise rates on a couple of times this year, and nobody freaked.
Nobody freaked yet. This was an interesting moment where we still have 12 days before we get to the actual decision.
That's right.
But this was a interesting moment where investor expectations had been stacked beyond March for a rate increase, and they quickly flipped over. A lot of it is built around maybe a sense that we were going to see some slow normalization. It was couched in enough caution that if things were to go south after this first rate hike, they could pull back. And there's just a feeling that maybe we could actually see some other policy come through. There might be a different tone. There are a lot of maybes there, but it's a different tone.
You guys keep saying that. And I wonder if you were watching the same speech by the president that I was watching on Tuesday, because except for a couple of bullet points on healthcare, Catherine, there was no detail. There was no nothing to let anybody believe that there was actual plans in place for, say, tax reform or an infrastructure program or anything.
That's true. We still have yet to see any kinds of policies on any of these fronts, or at least anything that the White House supports. There's apparently a secret bill floating around Congress the healthcare bill, exactly, to replace Obamacare. But that said, the direction of most of this legislation, we do know. I mean, whatever the details will be, most likely there will be a tax cut of some kind that is expansionary. Most likely there will be some infrastructure. When it comes, we don't know. You know, the most recent reports are that it may not happen for another year very least.
Yeah.
But again, that is expansionary. That's stimulative for the economy. So, that's something markets want to hear.
And they want to believe it, right, Sudeep? That's the deal.
They want to believe it, and they're going to maintain hope as long as they can because they don't want to believe the alternative.
But here's the thing, Sudeep. I mean, Steve Mnuchin, who is in, by the way, his very first job in Washington, D.C., the Secretary of the Treasury, is going around town saying, we're going to have a tax plan done, signed, sealed, delivered by August. Do you believe that?
Of course I don't believe that, not sure most people believe that.
Somebody believes it. Look around, man.
Well, there is an important element here and this president knows it, this administration knows it, of maintaining hope, maintaining public confidence, keeping people on your side in the public arena, not necessarily. A lot of people don't care about the machinery of Washington, whether this bill is going to get through the House or the Senate. As long as there is a belief that you're going to come out the other side with some kind of change that is a positive for various constituencies, then you'll keep pushing on it. But of course, we're not going to see any of this stuff on a timeline that officials are saying now. But Donald Trump wants to make deals. That's what he does. He wants to make deals. And you know that if you can get the legislative machinery moving, he'll basically sign a deal that comes out of Congress.
Sudeep Reddy from Politico, Catherine Rampell at The Washington Post. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.